This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Joining us here on the program is Diana Henriquez of The New York Times, one of my favorite bylines, and talking not about the widening ripple of losses from the Bernard Madoff scandal, but in fact a widening ripple of possible legal liability of individuals who worked with Madoff who are liable for different reasons and various reasons for some of those losses. Diana, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, John.
And explain the case that appears to be against J. Ezra Merkin, who's a financier who worked with Madoff but isn't exactly implicated in the fraud. Nevertheless, he's a little bit at ground zero this morning.
He is. And actually, the intriguing thing about the case against Mr. Merkin is this new concept, as you pointed out, John, that it opens up in the developing case, which is that these feeder funds, Mr. Merkin's was not the largest, but it was one of the big ones through which investors' money wound up with Mr. Madoff. At the beginning of this dramatic story, they were at the top of the victim list. You know, they were the billion-dollar losers, $2.5 billion in Mr. Merkin's case in terms of his clients' losses. $7 billion in the case of the Fairfield Greenwich Group, which was sued by Massachusetts regulators last week. But these cases are starting to shift that protective shield away from these feeder funds, that status of being a victim of Mr. Madoff. In the Merkin case, is clearly balanced against how much he got in fees, a rather remarkable $470 million.
Wow. Well, let's supply some details here. Feeder funds actually solicit small depositors, and the feeder funds themselves participated in the Madoff funds because Madoff's cost of entry, you had to be a big player to get in with Madoff, so the feeder funds aggregated smaller depositors, and it's the smaller depositors that are going after the feeder fund here, in this case, Mr. Merkin.
Correct. Well, in the Mr. Merkin's case, he's been sued by several of his clients, his investment clients, whose money wound up with Mr. Madoff. They say they didn't know that he was steering, simply handing their money on to Mr. Madoff. And the Attorney General's lawsuit that was filed yesterday affirms that. In the fine print, you'll see that the Attorney General's office says that they interviewed more than half of Mr. Merkin's investors, and that 85% of those they interviewed had no idea that their money was being handed over to Mr. Madoff. They thought Mr. Merkin was managing it.
Is it fair to say that the Attorney General claims that Merkin acted more like a sales agent for Bernie Madoff and was positioning himself to the depositors as more like a fund manager, and that that is potentially a kind of fraud?
That is exactly the nut of the suit. They're saying he held himself out as the man managing their money, when in fact what he was doing was raising money and letting someone else, in this dreadful case, Mr. Madoff, although he'd done in the past, he'd had other people manage the money behind that magic curtain. In this case, it was Mr. Madoff, and that the volume of money he got and handed over to Bernie Madoff affected the volume of the fees that he personally collected.
Well, it sounds a little financially arcane, but it could have precedence for all kinds of managers who feed money to mutual funds, even far outside of the Madoff scandal, depending on how this goes. But it's just getting started. Diana Henriquez, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here, John. Thanks.
Diana Henriquez, of course, a writer for our partner, The New York Times.